Introduction. What a complex world we live in. And as we all know, it grows increasingly more complex with each day. In some ways, this is good. In others, perplexing. Surely it must be especially perplexing for the young, who must make sense of it all with ever-increasing agility. Will they be able to increase in this agility with each generation and keep pace with our world? One wonders. But one must also have hope and try to provide support and tools which may be of help to them. What once, in the Aussie and Harriet world of the 1950s, was simple, though one wonders if the world was ever really as it was presented in the media of that time, is now much broader, much less clearly delineated, and contains much more middle gray. Perhaps this increasing complexity is just the nature of life, and in some cosmic way, our messy daily lives are simply giving us the message more and more clearly. Or maybe the messiness is an outer manifestation of our inner struggles. No matter, it is no doubt difficult for the young to deal with and understand this cosmic and temporal messiness as it has always been. Divorce is an issue which is a perfect example of this cosmic and temporal messiness. It is a tough one for adults as well as children to deal with. It is the purpose of this book to help the young, and old folks too who might be reading or reading to their young, to make sense of this often painful process. This story endeavors as well to help the young and old alike hang on to some hope, some of the hope, optimism, innocence, and sense of magic and mystery, which is deep inside all of us. Ideally, we can all hang on to these as we age. Hope, trust, magic, love, we need these in abundance. No matter our age and years, we need these qualities in us and in all of our relationships. It is my prayer that this little story will help you and help readers of all ages to pull these qualities up from the deep well that is inside each of us. May you utilize and depend on these qualities as the great mitigators, healers, and joy bringers that they are. They are all of these indeed, even in the midst of growing pains of all sorts, troubled times, and difficulties in our relationships. Blessings to you all. Enjoy. The author.